Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net.
Welcome to Sin City Radio. Shit, enough of that shit. I'm trying to listen to that goddamn music. What's going on, people?
What's up, Janine?
What's happening, baby? I'm crap all day for my decorating stuff, right? And when it comes to doing something, they call out. Okay. Yeah. Hello. You got your radio, TV, whatever you got going on, just extra loud, huh?
Yeah, it was too loud. I was trying to turn my volume off.
No. All right, y'all. Welcome to Sin City. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. Hey, I'm still under the weather. As you can tell, my voice then kind of went out on me, so. We still, like I said, the show must go on, so we still going to do it. I can't be hollering at y'all tonight. Y'all can't be getting on my nerves tonight. All right?
You sound better than you did yesterday, though.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get better, but, you know, I'm still a little hoarse, but y'all can't be, oh, shit. Miss Pimp, don't start no shit tonight, all right?
Oh, it's going to be my job and my duty. Good morning,
hey. How you doing, baby?
Hope all is well.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Before we even get started, Ms. Pimp, you just the person I want to talk to. All right. I believe it was last week, you invited us out to your club where you work at.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't think of the name of it to save my life. What was it called again?
Magnolias.
Magnolias. How did I forget that? That was my aunt's name. Rest in peace. How in the hell did I forget that name? Magnolias. Can you give us the address? Because, you know, we might just slide in there this weekend.
I don't know the address, the physical address. I can tell you that it's on, right directly on 21st and Franklin at the old Claude Nanny's.
No, Claude Nanny, 21st and Franklin. All right. You know what? We might just slide down on you this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Feel like, you know, it's time for the Sense. Time for Sin City to get out and about. So, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do something. Like I said, y'all feeling a little out of the weather. But like I said, the show must go on. I'm going to have to take a shot of my Gatorade right quick. So, can y'all just hold on for 1 second?
We don't pay you to take sips, nigga.
I'm trying to get it cleared up. I'm trying to get it right, baby. I'm trying to get it right. Y'all gonna have to work with me tonight. I know y'all used to that old sexy deep voice. I probably sound like a old raspy old man right now. But work with the kids. So tonight I feel like this. We're gonna have an open forum. We're gonna just shoot the shit tonight. Whatever motherfucker wanna get off their mind, well, you know how we do it. You wanna get something off your mind, something you wanna talk about, something that, you know. Anything. That's how we doing it tonight. Open forum. I'm going to start with you, Janine. You got anything you want to get off your mind?
I was just thinking about, you know, role playing. And
okay. Just
wondered, when is it going too far? Like, okay, like say you have an incident. Well, say the whole part of the role playing is y'all go to a club, but y'all acting like y'all don't know each other. You know, he's supposed to, like, try to pick you up, you know.
Okay.
Like y'all just now dating. But say some other man get to me first. Okay.
Yeah, this thing went instantly wrong.
Huh?
I said this thing went instantly wrong.
Not necessarily. Okay, keep going.
So, I mean, I'm playing a role. So, I mean, what do you expect me to do? I mean, like, okay, so I'm in my little role. So if I keep talking to the guy, he bad me drink, am I wrong for that?
Yes.
See, I didn't even say
that. Yes, you are. Yes, that is not part of the role, girl. That is not part of the role.
Well, the role playing is I'm single, and if you ain't picked me up yet, and you just let some other man come in and squeeze in, then how is that my fault?
I can see me running across the room now.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Shit.
Oh, you crazy. You know, when the other brother try to pick you up, that's when you supposed to play that role. No, you
right.
know, I'm not interested.
Hard to get.
Exactly. You know, and then when your guy come up, when your guy approaches you, that's when you supposed to, you know what I'm saying, go with it. So that it makes the other nigga like, damn, well, he got that I don't got. But he don't know y'all together already.
Right.
You know what
that's
I'm
how
saying?
That go.
Yeah.
I mean, it, to me, it's role playing. So you need to do and come with your A-game just like if this is a real situation. What if it was a real situation and I was somebody you wanted and somebody just stepped in? What would you do?
First of all, let me tell you something right now. You ain't no damn Vivica Fox. You ain't no damn actress. So all that shit that you trying to do, just sit your motherfucking ass down some damn well.
I don't care to win an Oscar. You so silly.
You going to win Oscar, Emmy, and Tony, goddammit, because I'm going to wear your ass out.
No, girl, you supposed to shoot everybody else down, and then when your guy approach you, he supposed to be the winner, you know, and it's going
right.
to make everybody else like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to fucking get with her all night. This nigga just come up and say two words, you know?
Right,
but wouldn't you feel even better if you could come in between me and another guy
now I got to watch this motherfucker thing he even hit me with a bottle. Because he's like, oh, this motherfucker cock block. I had the pussy in my hand and this nigga come cock blocking. Nah, hell no. Nah. We ain't not even finna let it get that far. I mean, okay, that's just like a woman. Now, you know, okay, can we play the same game? Can we walk in, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, you know, hollering at different females or some shit?
Yeah.
See, how does that work for the man?
My whole thing is, well, when I come in, it ain't like when you come in. I'm like, don't you see me talking?
What?
It's not like I'm going to do that to you, so I wouldn't expect you to do that to me and try to play me in front of the girl.
Okay, but now,
I can now remember what it was, but they tried that shit, and it went horribly wrong. It went horrible, and the motherfucker wound up killing some damn body. I can now remember what I was watching. I think of it.
Okay, I mean, because I'm under the impression that this is supposed to work the way that Liquor Store was saying. You're supposed to be shooting everybody down like, nah. I mean, I don't even mind him buying you a drink, but you're supposed to be shooting everybody else down like, you know, nah, I ain't interested. And I'm supposed to come in all suave and smooth and sweep you off your feet, and we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to walk out the club together. Not no motherfucker.
We will. I mean, ain't no man going to buy you no drink and your own taco. They going to want to at least stand there and talk to you for a second.
Okay. And like I said, if we role playing, but then now I think you done went too far when you talking about some, oh, you better come with your, hey, I should be able to walk up to you and be like,
right.
You like, hey, I'm feeling him. You talking about who was you? I'm your motherfucking husband, you crazy ass man.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I done went from motherfucking that warfare to that motherfucker on Five Heartbeats. Every night I got to fight to prove my love. Now I got to come up with a fight and shit. You playing a dangerous game here. Now, what about the role playing in the room? What about once we get in the room? How does the role playing go then? I mean, is it ever too much? Well, I think we touched on this before, so we're going to take the choking part out of that. But is it ever too much role playing?
No, I was going to say it's too much if you want me to pretend to be your ex-girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Pretend like your name is Valerie. Nigga, your ex-girlfriend name was Valerie. You tripping. You know, you trying to get fucked up tonight. That's what you trying to do. You know, it got to be a for real fantasy. It can't be no somebody, you know what I mean? It can't be the chick at the L that you've been digging. You know what I'm saying? It can't be no none of that.
Okay, I give you that one. I give you that. I'm not going to try to make you out to be my ex or no shit like that. But, I mean, what if I want you to do something different, like put on some contacts or, you know what I'm saying, put a wig on? Would you do it?
I can get with that.
Okay. Ms. Pimp, what about you? What if I told you to put on contacts and a wig? I guess this Trump ain't gonna do it. All right, Janine.
I think it goes wrong because I'll do it. I'll put on contacts, weave, whatever. I think it can only go wrong if we end up in the hospital. That's all.
That's like that mother
would have gave something that went wrong if we in the hospital by the end of the night.
like that dude that gave that dinner gave you a concussion. Like, wait a minute. I don't want to play no more. You play too hard.
Wait a minute. The bad part is she said he just kept fucking and fucking and fucking.
Right.
But see, hold on. In that man's defense, she never said that, you know, she never said ouch.
Well, I just passed out. Well, I don't want to say somebody passed out.
Eyes rolling in the back of your head.
Hey, he thought he was
this
motherfucker thought he was
going
to shit, boy.
He thought he was
doing
his business.
I got this bitch eyes rolling back.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I would have kept fucking. I'm not lying. I would have kept fucking. I wouldn't have knew if you. Okay, wait a minute. Now, just for the sake of everybody who don't know the story, how did that go again?
We were fucking, and you know how you go to change position. He like flipped me, but I got like a post bed, and he flipped me towards the end of the bed, and I have a post right there, and I like hit my head, and then.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm hanging off the edge of the bed, so now the blood pooling, to my head. So now I'm really getting dizzy because I'm hanging off the bed upside down.
And she just jugging.
And he just going, and I'm just like, there's something wrong. Dude, I'm feeling pain. In the back of my head, I was like, something happened.
Fucked up. That is fucked up.
He thought he put the hammer down and everything. You like,
come on. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I would have been looking at her like, I'm fucking, she limp. She passed out. This dick ain't got some good to. I'd have made her black out. I'd have been fucking like a man. Man, you'd have been hit. I'm not lying. I mean, if you'd have told me, I'd have been like, damn, I'm sorry, but shit, you didn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can imagine you looking like one of them little cartoons, like, yay, yay, yay. Trying to shake your consciousness back together. But goddamn.
Mm-hmm. See, that's when you needed to write stop on his glasses. That's what needed to happen.
Shit, he said that was pot. All right, y'all. Now let me ask another question. What's the forbidden? The one forbidden thing is I don't give a damn how sexy you are, how motherfucking, you know, how attracted I am to you. What's the one thing you can't do? And I, as far as a woman, I mean, y'all pretty much know. Ain't no fingers going in the booty, ain't none of that. So, as far as a woman, all right, I'm going to start with you, Nick. So, what's the one forbidden? The one forbidden act. I mean, he just can't do it. No matter what he say, no matter how smooth talking he is, he just can't do it.
Did you say excluding anal?
I mean, I'm talking about, I said me as a man. Motherfucker can't do all that.
Motherfucker
can't put their finger nowhere now.
Well, you know what? I was going to say anal, but I've graduated, so I can't even say that anymore.
Oh shit! Somebody put some dick in her, y'all. Somebody put some dick in her.
Well, I'm graduated, so I can't even say that no more. I mean, shit. At this point, fuck. You can't go get Laquita from next door and bring that bitch over here. I mean, shit. No, you cannot go do that.
You didn't start it with the anal. Tell her, Janine, she be doing threesomes in no time.
Exactly.
And you know what? You know what? I hate you, Cass. Because it's fucked up that you say that, because I have actually kind of been thinking about it.
You know what? Don't blame me that your motherfucking sexual fantasies then came to the forefront. Now it's a Sin City thing, baby. You can't help. Look here. After listening to this show, you can't help but want a threesome. You can't help it. Shit. You got Janine on there talking about, girl. Yeah, I just snatched the bitch and started eating her pussy. What? Huh? So, I mean, come on now. You can't help but at some point want to threesome off this show.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I said I hate you because it's like, what the fuck are you? I knew I seen somebody peeping through my window reading my thoughts. How the fuck is this what you want to talk about? I haven't told the soul. But all of a sudden, I called Sin City and here it go right in my face. I can't even run from it.
Shit, you couldn't walk me, baby, could you?
You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth.
I mean, you was a first timer, wasn't you? Wasn't you a first timer?
Yes, that was my first time. That's why I say I graduated. I done graduated. But you know what? I did feel funny, but I got to give the man his props. I got up and made the motherfucker a sandwich. I'm not going to lie to you.
And that's all a motherfucker can ask for.
Bacon and egg sandwich at 1 o'clock in the morning. Sure did it in the kitchen.
And see, my thing is this. I mean, I've said it once, and I will say it again. It's a dominant thing with us men. It's like, fuck it. We know, you know, shit, 10-pound babies come out the pussy, so... Yeah, y'all might holler, ooh, goddamn, but that motherfucker can stretch to whatever proportion your dick is. But nah, you get that motherfucker right there, shit, what the fuck can they do? All they can do is grab the sheets, say you love me. I love you. Say you love me again. I love you again. Say you love me 3 times. I love you, I love you, I love you. Pull the dick about me. I mean, It's a control issue. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. If I just want to get fucked up, drunk. You been talking shit. You want to keep talking shit, huh? Okay. Turn around. Shut up. Okay, let me ask y'all. Now, if you got the. I mean, cause some women, I've talked to some women, and some women don't like it. If you got that man that just like, you know, he's a passive guy overall. But when he get in the bedroom, he just turned into this motherfucker. Like, goddamn, he damn near next to a drill sergeant. I heard some women like, that's a turnoff. Why would it be a turnoff? I thought that women like to be dominated in a room. Well, in the bedroom, rather. So why would it be a turnoff? I mean, because a lot of women like, he talking about shut the fuck up. He threw me off with that. Well, then you're talking too goddamn much.
Some women just like to be in control and like to, I don't know, they just feel like, I guess, that's disrespectful or something.
But how? I mean, you coming harder than he is. I mean, you done came 4 times. How is that disrespect? It's definitely something about it.
But that might not be something she likes. That's what I'm saying. If she's saying it turns her off, then maybe that's not something that gets her going. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but what if she done came like 4 times already just by him just like shut the fuck up and just jugging.
If that's the case, that's what happened, then I'm sure she wouldn't have said that.
No, not some people. I've heard somebody say, look, he threw me off. But she was like, the dick was good, but he threw me off because he kept telling me, shut the fuck up. Well, evidently you was talking too much. Shit, I'm not going to sit there.
I think you said that he is usually passive. So that means he's not used to him talking to her like that, period. And so, you know, I think that in order for you to be dominant in the bedroom, that has to be a part of your personality, period. You know what I'm saying? You have to be that strong, talking, dominant person all the time. You can't be Steve Urkel when we around people, you know what I'm saying? And then you try to turn into motherfucking the Hulk in the bed. It's just not going to work. You're not Bruce Banner. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
I don't respect you like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know what I'm saying, if we somewhere, we out in public or whatever, or you may be around the family or whatever, I want you to be the same person that you always are. If you, you know what I'm saying, if we in the house and we in the middle of an argument and you tell me to shut the fuck up, that's something that I'm used to hearing you say. You know, I'm used to you talking like that. But if we in the middle of an argument and you like, baby, just calm down. Just please listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Then when we get in the bedroom, you talking about shut the fuck up. Nigga, I'll toss your ass somewhere. You don't talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? You know, you don't do that. You have to have that personality already.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be believable. If it ain't even believable, like, motherfucker, your ass ain't gonna, you shut the fuck up.
Right.
I mean, so. that ain't even in your nature. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To even be like that. So why aren't you trying to? That's how some women say. Why are you trying to do something you not, basically?
That nigga was watching, like, She Liked the Rough Four, and then he decided to go home and try some shit. And it didn't work.
Man, that's bullshit. Y'all got to get a motherfucker chance. I mean, maybe he's just trying to, you know, spice up the relationship. So he, fuck it. He come out with his motherfucking... motherfucking Harley vest on and his motherfucking chaps. Just hang on. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all really make it hard on a brother. Y'all know that. I don't know.
I've never been had that situation occur, so I don't know, but I do a lot of different stuff anyway, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if that would turn me on, if that was something somebody, if that wasn't in their nature and if it wasn't believable. Like, that's just like being choked or something. And you know good damn well that motherfucker, his hand soft as a woman's and something. I don't know.
He don't even do it right.
It'd just be weird. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I've been told I have soft hands to be a man. So, yeah. So if I choked you in my hand, I ain't got no corn calluses and my nuts.
I ain't saying you got to have corns and calluses. But if your hands, you know how some men's hands are not like a man's hands. You know what I'm saying? Not so much as soft, the softness of it, but they don't even look like men's hands.
This motherfucker has stuck his hand in palm oil. God damn.
Silly.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Now, me as a man, I don't mind the dominance from a woman sometimes. You know, you can be dominant sometimes, you know. But, you know what? As long as you ain't trying to act like no dude, I'm cool. But when you get to trying to do all that dude type shit, sit your punk ass down. Hold on, man. Who the fuck you talking to? Beat your ass. I can't deal with that.
But what if we role playing?
What role am I playing, bitch?
No.
Check that shit. You playing yourself. That's what you playing.
Nah, I ain't playing myself. This pimp, 90 unit, finished getting your little shit ate all out. And look at her. She died. She blew her eyes. You can stop now.
You know
what?
I was talking, and I was like, nobody's listening to me. And I just realized the phone was on mute. Because I didn't agree with the whole switching up shit. I disagree with what the ladies were saying. And I'm saying like this, if you got a nerdy dude and if he's bringing the noise, what damn difference do it make? He's being creative and he come in and come out, shut the fuck up, bitch, and he's bringing the noise, fuck it, bring it. That's what I say.
Ooh, okay.
Wait a minute. I
you know,
write,
you're
going to
treat me like a lady in the streets and be that personality, whoever that you are, but in the bedroom, you turn into somebody else and creative and go with the flow. You bring in the noise, come on with it. That's like when we step into the wigwam room, we can be whoever we want to be. It's no different for a guy.
Wait a minute, hold on. The who room?
The wig room. You know, you put on a wig, you could be Sasha, you could be whoever the hell, put on the contest, you be whoever you want to be. I said, for a guy, if he's a nerdy type dude and he get in the bedroom and he turn into fucking Tarzan or some damn body, you know, and bringing the noise, fuck it, bring it.
You know what I want to buy? I want a Hercules outfit. One of them Hercules with the scraps on there. The loin
Hercules, Hercules.
Right. Come on, that motherfucker with a chain. By the... Right before I get in, by the power of Zeus, I command these dick to get hard. No.
Can't stand it.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my
just
goodness.
Man,
these dick get hard. Oh, my goodness.
I command thy dick to get hard. Just stand there. Just let it grow right in front of you.
Hey, that would be some pretty cool shit though.
Shit. I mean, you gotta have dick control. Shit. I mean, I'm just saying, you put it out. I'm gonna go get me a Hercules outfit. Watch.
Oh my goodness. You gonna put it on the site? We need pictures.
You know what? I'm gonna fuck a picture. I'm gonna post the whole video. I just need somebody to star in it with me.
You know what? I ain't volunteering no more. I ain't tried to give you my address for a month and you ain't took it yet, so you find somebody else, shit.
Man, your motherfucker ain't finna come shoot me. He ain't gonna shoot me with one hand and a Bible in the other. The Lord made me do it. The Lord made me do it.
You
shot me in my ass, didn't get to talk about amen. No. That ain't work. Okay, once again, why is it everything?
What is that?
What the hell is that? Okay, see, that's
that
Miss Pimp Clowner. Nah, that's Miss Pimp Clowner. I mean, she just fuck it. I'm going right to the radio. Miss Pimp.
Talk to me.
Baby, you got to turn that radio down. We can't hear nothing.
Man, it's not even barely on while you playing.
Well, we got a good system. We got a good system here, so we can hear everything.
Oh, okay.
Man, let me tell you what. I was outside one day just sitting on the porch, and these motherfuckers was like, they could hear the crickets and shit. Who is outside? Like, are you fucking kidding me? I was just sitting outside, and wasn't nothing by me, wasn't nothing near me. These motherfuckers were like, I can hear dogs barking and shit. Wasn't. So, they hard on me. You talking about we hard on y'all? Y'all hard on us.
All right. Now, speaking of like people just making noise, like okay, if you stay in an apartment building or something, and you having sex, do you try to like hold it down to a minimum?
Yeah,
Like, if you having sex, like, do you like, hey, my baby's going to have sex. Damn, she has the motherfucking pocket even halfway finished. I mean, because now, my thing is this. I mean, if I'm hearing you screaming and moaning, and I see you the next morning, like, hey, how you doing, Miss Fox? Are you doing good? You know I'm trying to fuck, man. You know I'm trying to fuck, right? I'm trying to fuck soon as he leaves. I didn't heard you.
What, who's trying to fuck? Like, you talking about if it's a guy next door?
Yeah, the neighbor next door.
Well, I mean, that could go for if it's a woman that lives next door. And she hears you screaming like that, she going to be watching for the dude come out.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Woman screaming, she
going to
be like looking
right
to you
minute.
Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You was putting it down,
wasn't
you?
Exactly. Yes, I was. You heard that? Yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker.
Next thing you know, Miss Parker's going to come outside in her robe every day.
They looking out the window every time you get home.
What they say?
Bring over
the donut
shit.
I heard they called you Sweet Big Willie. You heard that? Yeah.
Next thing you know, one of your kids gonna come in the house talking about Miss Parker said to tell your daddy hi.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all silly.
Well, baby, she asked me, can I fix her air conditioner? That's all. She just wanted me. She was hot. She was hot. Baby. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, because I be like, damn, you know, motherfuckers, I be wondering, do motherfuckers be like, do they be conscious about it? Like, okay, I'm in the apartment, so I better not fuck real hard, you know? I heard my neighbors go at it one night, and I'm like, damn. And she walked out. She wasn't a bad looking woman. And I was like, you know, I said, rough night. She kind of looked at me like, she's like, oh my God, you heard us. Yes, I did. You want to go get some breakfast? Oh man, I am sick, y'all. I'm sick. This cold is killing me, man. Talk to me, people. I need some help. What's the best remedy?
Euthanasia.
Say what?
Euthanasia.
What the fuck is that?
It comes in lots of stuff. It comes in pills. It comes in tea.
It comes in pussy.
Right.
However you like it, you can get it.
Don't you know that heal anything? That'll soothe your throat.
Shit.
Myself up for this, but I see that now. I understand myself.
What I need to do is just have sex. My doctor told me my back hurt, I got a headache, whatever. Have sex, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Bust in the room like Tarzan. Okay? Mm-hmm. Your chest and say, shit.
I ain't got my Hercules outfit yet, though. I'm serious. I'm going to buy me a Hercules outfit.
Well, I got them charged at the mall. They got them. They got them.
Man, where at? I'm serious.
I'm serious. Go to the Castleton Mall. Go on the side where Macy's is, and you'll see that comic store costume. And they got everything in there. Everything.
Okay, is that
I already got my next ensemble picked out.
Is that only sold around Halloween? Because, look, I'm from Gary.
No.
We got stores that I don't see shit here. Ain't nothing here.
Going to Castleton Mall, telling you. They got everything you think you could think of. Everything.
Okay.
They got it.
They even got Batman?
I got Batman. Yeah.
You know what? I forgot. I forgot who the fuck I'm talking to. I forgot that. These motherfuckers dressed up like Batman and Robin.
Wish it ain't nothing. And I mean, it's really fun to go out in the public that way. You know what I mean? And, it's just fun.
Who do you dress like again?
Back to the Batcave. We on our way. To the Batcave. You already know. Shit, cape flapping in the wind. Let's go.
Who do you dress like again? You're not Batman. Who are you?
I'm Batgirl.
So y'all Batman and Batgirl. Boy, I swear to God, if I see y'all ever, if I ever pull up at a light, and I
hey,
see you
I will
your
send
dude.
You a damn picture. I will send you a picture. Out in the public. We out in the public. That's what we do.
Okay. I'm serious. I mean, knowing you and hearing you talk now, at first I'd have been like, look at these two crazy motherfuckers.
Shit.
But now hearing you talk, I'm jumping in the car with y'all. I'm sorry. It's me. It's y'all arch enemy, Cass. I got that girl. Shit, we better play a game. I mean, shit, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The arch enemy Cass been kidnapped Batgirl.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Now, I
have to get you back, man. You talking to me, Batgirl, you all right? Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
You know what?
I think I'm finna go out on patrol by myself. But Batgirl, no. Man, fuck you talking about.
Yes, indeed.
Man, I gotta see this. I mean, hey. Can you post that on the site? Can you post that picture of you and him with your outfits on the site?
Let me see. It's right in my phone. I'm doing while we talk.
I mean, because I really want to see that. I mean, I think the role-playing thing should be fun, though. I mean, you can't get no more fun than that. I don't know if I actually go outside with it, but...
Shit. Not a problem.
I don't know if I actually go outside, but I could see that being fun, though. I can actually, I mean, like, I guess that could be fun. All right, so, Janine, if I had to dress up for somebody, like any cartoon character, like, who would you make me dress up as?
Cartoon character?
I mean, not even a cartoon character, whoever.
I don't know. I've always thought about, I know they don't make nothing but the Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, well, see, I got him tattooed on my chest, so see, we can, I got that for you.
But you got to go real fast like you did.
Oh, shit.
You say you can't just look like Taz. You have to be Taz.
I just hold my tongue out. Okay. All right. Cool. All right, liquor store. What about you? If you had to, if I had to dress up like a cartoon, I mean, whatever, whoever, who would it be?
Who would it be? I would have to say Bo Jackson when he played for the Raiders.
Oh, see,
yeah,
it just so happens that I have a Bo Jackson jersey. I have a Bo Jackson jersey. I really do.
You two for three. You two for three. Let's see what Miss Tiff got going on for you.
Okay. Now, shit. Now, you know, I mean, if I dress up like Bo Jackson and I start, you already know it's gonna be a problem. Don't be telling me to stop. I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, I won't.
Once I get in the pussy, all you gonna hear is. I'm playing the football theme all the way through.
Pull up to the house, bumping that. And I'm already know what time it is. You ready for my address now?
I keep telling you, look here, you post this address out here on there if you want to. You're going to have a million motherfuckers knocking on your door with Bo Jackson jerseys on. Yeah, that's me. I'm KS. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. All right, Miss Pimp, what about you? And I evidently, I can't be.
I'm
going to
have you dressed up like Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No superhero.
Okay. Can
either
design...
that, either that one or the little Maximilian dude. I like Maximilian a lot, though. Maximilian.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. He's like a little. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was my show, boy. That was my joint. He was rich.
Who that?
And everything. Maximilian.
No. Not Richie Rich. I'm talking about the little black little alien with the orange, the yellow little suit.
Oh. You talk about the one that Bugs Bunny used to be fucking with all the time.
Yeah.
Ooh, he got a dress on. He got a little hula dress on with that little helmet.
Yeah.
I know who you. Okay, all right. Hell no.
Liquor store.
I got.
Yeah.
Quick question. Did you get that picture?
I did. Too cute.
See, and I don't know how I can post it like real quick, but I wasn't kidding
okay.
you.
Why the hell Maximilian?
I don't know. He's like a little ass dude. You just want to step on his ass sometimes, but you know.
That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do to me.
But he got
me?
A big gun, though. He got a big gun, and you know. He's just the coolest character, like, out of all of them to me, so.
I can just see it. Every time Bugs fuck with him, he'd be like, ooh, he just makes me so mad. I can see me doing that to him. Oh, my God. So now let's see. I got to find Maximilian. I already got a Bo Jackson. And what was yours again, Janine?
Tasmanian devil.
Okay. All I got to do is just lick my tongue out and just fuck real fast. Come to Liquor Store House and just play the music real loud and jump out with my Bo Jackson jersey on. Miss Temple,
come out with a big gun?
Just come out with your big gun. That's all you gotta do. That's it. Okay. Okay. Now he gotta put the helmet on. He gotta put the helmet on too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mandatory. And the little skirt. I ain't wearing no skirt for nobody.
Y'all kill that.
What?
I ain't wearing no skirt for nobody.
It could be one of them
I don't give a fuck if it's Scottish, pinkish, reddish. I'm not wearing no motherfucking skirt. I told y'all about that shit. No, 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 no. No skirts. I put a diaper on before I put a skirt on.
Ooh,
not
what diaper.
No, I wouldn't put
Can I change your diaper?
Hell yeah. Wait till that diaper come off. Oh God! Oh Huey.
I ain't talking about nothing.
Nah, I ain't talking about neither. Oh baby, Huey, you ain't no baby no more. That's for me. You come out of. That little man right there. That little man.
Where you talking about those plastic diapers? A real diaper, soft diaper with the pins on the side.
You motherfuckers are
crazy. Who's gonna put the little rubber thing on top of it? Your
really?
Shit be hot as hell.
Y'all are so silly.
Nah, that ain't gonna work. Y'all got some twisted fucking fantasies.
I hope y'all really don't think
this shit when y'all see me. Like, ooh, I just can't wait to see him in the diaper. No, that's not happening. What the hell you on the phone?
If it was offered for you to be breastfed, would you do it though?
By you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Shit.
See, that's why I said you'll do it.
You know what I tell you all the time.
Paul, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Restarted. Oh, that's funny.
Them motherfuckers, you can't even look at them once. You got to take a double take just to get them all in. God, wait a minute. Let me blink twice to get all them titties in. Put up. I bet, well, you lay on, you just put them motherfuckers on the nigga's back. He like, God, good Lord. That's why she always gets so quiet. There's always some motherfucker coming in. You heard what
they got.
I told you I wouldn't ever buy pillows no more. We don't need pillows.
Hell no.
We got built-in pillows around this bitch.
When you got a fucking
boa constrictor and that motherfucker can just circle, just crawl through that motherfucker like it's a maze. Them some big ass titties.
Oh my God.
You looking like, well, what the hell is the rest of the snake? Shit, he's still crawling through there.
Man. Look, that motherfucking snake ain't no hunk. Like, no punk.
So wait a minute, y'all done hug out?
Who, me and Miss Pimp?
Oh, she's gonna be quiet now.
we have hung out. We have, and I met the snake, man. And that motherfucker, when I say huge, you have to see it. He's humongous. He is humongous.
You talking about a boyfriend or a snake?
I wasn't looking at her boyfriend. I was talking about the snake. Boom.
Come on, she into dominatrix. She probably, hey, pull your dick out.
You know what?
Miss Pimp, don't you got that type of power if you doing the dominatrix thing?
I mean, it just doesn't go like that. It don't go like that.
I keep confusing me. One minute I can tell you anything, next minute I can't. God damn.
It don't go like that.
Okay, so, I mean, all right. Well, you know what? Like I said, you said that the club is Magnolias. We're going to have to come up there and hang out.
I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, I think Friday night is the best night. DJ Gus is up there. The cover will be free. You know? Then I personally just take every single last one of y'all down.
What time? So, you said what time we get credit?
11:12-ish. The food is fire.
So would you be able to sit down and have a drink with us or not on duty?
No. I work the front door, so
Not on duty. What? I mean, that ain't gonna be no. I mean, you know what?
I'll
still come anyway.
It
won't be. I mean, we want to kick it.
And I'll be able to do a little something. You know, I'll still be able to do a little something.
Striptease.
Wow.
Well, if you pull them out, I'm gonna tell you now. I'm gonna stand on the bar and yell it out loud.
Well, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
I'm gonna yell it out hard, boy. Can we take shots off of them?
You know what? When I used to club, we used to do stuff like that. Put like glasses and, you know, on butts and boobies and, you know, take bets. We used to do all that. That was fun back then, but I don't club no more. If I don't work in the club, I'm not in the club.
So, okay, so there's no more partaking in titty shots no more.
Not in no club, not in the public. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, shit, we gonna rent a room, man. Shit, we. If I know, I motherfucker get drunk off them titties. If you get a shot at, shit, you can't even find a shot in there. You gonna have to stick a whole fifth in them motherfuckers.
if we was to do like a meet and greet, public then private, that would be friggin' awesome. You should, since it is, you don't never know what'll go down, you know what I mean?
I can imagine fucking with y'all what's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ain't no party. I can see the city party.
Your ass would be strapped up to friggin' in the doorway some damn where.
Yes, sir.
First of all.
You know what I mean? Strapped in the doorway in the straight and the X.
I was about to say in the star position. Shit. Put some arms up.
First of all you
indeed.
Y'all stopping me to anything. And you know what? I'm not even saying I'm beyond being tied up. But with you three motherfuckers, hell no. Nah, there's no way in hell y'all tied me up.
You're not going to let me tie you up.
You said what?
That's wife. You're not going to let wife number one, wife number three, and wife number five tie you up.
Hell
I'm four.
No.
I'm number four.
I'm so sorry, baby. I am so sorry, sister wife. My bad. I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one, three, and four. We down. You ain't going to let us, strap you down.
And the only reason why I'm number four is because I just happened to not be in rotation and was not in position where I was supposed to be in at that specific time. Otherwise,
that's not necessarily true.
You think so? I know it would have been three, and you would have been one or two.
Because, nope, I can't even say that because we had a newcomer, somebody ain't called the show before and ain't called the show since, got number two.
Oh.
Well, I was
okay. Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't on point. So, therefore, I messed up rotation and I ended up being number four.
Really? I was just trying to make her, I was just trying to make her part of the show. I mean.
No, you was trying to make her part of the flock.
That's what you was trying to do.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well,
that's
y'all,
what
y'all
happens.
Heard.
That's what happens when you pull a random off the street and make her number two, okay?
God, y'all are crazy.
Then we come
already
with all these stipulations. Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean, y'all knew she got drunk and she flicked a cigarette at me. God damn, y'all knew how she was. I just tried to make
mm-hmm.
it come. Now, hold on. In my defense, Janine, would you tell them just because you're the number two wife, that don't mean that you got that much prestige. You just got married second, right? Ain't that how it went?
You said just because you're number two, what?
That don't mean that you got the most prestige because she was number two, right? Ain't that how it went on the show?
The number one was she was the boss lady.
I didn't say number one. I said number two. Okay, she ain't working with me neither. Nobody else. All right. Well, we didn't get rid of number two. She ain't on that no more. So now, okay, we're gonna move everybody up. So now y'all one, two, and three. How does that go? That sound better?
I should have been from the beginning. I ain't want to say nothing. Hey,
okay.
So Janine, I got to tell y'all something later.
See, this is what the fuck you're talking about. See, this so behind the back shit. All right. Well, now we need four and five again. We need two more.
Now,
so
this is what you need to do. You need to let the three
you need to stick with three. You know,
and be done.
Yeah. And be done.
Okay. All right. Only because my voice is going out and I refuse.
And they wouldn't be a wife. They wouldn't be a sister wife. They'd be a agreeable side piece. That's what they would be.
Oh, okay. So now if I make y'all one, two, or three, we can always go out and just adopt some people just
for the moment. It must be agreed upon by the sister wives.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye. All the polls say nay.
The eyes don't got it.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to go by y'all. That's what y'all just said. Y'all said, okay, it'll be the three. But so now, do I get to pick and choose the ones that we can bring in, or y'all got to go pick and choose? Y'all can huddle up. I know y'all can huddle up anytime and, you know, pick this up.
Right.
I don't like to pick and choose because I just don't really like to deal with other women.
So.
See, the three of us, we have a rapport. We get along. I think you should just leave it there, okay? That way we can have a happy little foursome.
You know, I could put up with it for so long, but then after a minute, I'm like, I'm tired of that bitch. and then I'm done.
So
get in, get off, get out. That's what she said. She said, get in, get off, get out. That's what she said.
Right, so that means I could pick them. I
don't mind them coming back. They can come back if the shit was good and we had a good time. I don't mind that. But when you talking and you calling me And then you sitting trying to act like you want to be my best friend. There's some women that's just phony. They just phony as hell. Then next thing you know, they trying to steal your man behind your back, all that same old shit. And I don't know why they think I fall for it, because I don't. Or they trying to steal me from him. Either way, it's always something. It can't just be, come on, let's have some fun, let's have some sex, and that be it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, once you put it on a person like that, they get fallen lust, you know what I'm saying, and they forget the rules and fundamentals of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I know. It always happens.
So let me ask y'all this question. Everybody, let me ask you. Do you all agree that, you know, you can't fuck everybody the same way? Like, you can't give it
That's right.
real good to everybody, especially, you know, if, I don't know, it's like that first time, of course, you want to put your A game on because you want to let a motherfucker know what you're capable of, but at the same time, you know, this motherfucker might have stalker tendencies, so I might don't want to give it all to him. So, you know, y'all agree?
That and the fact that, you know, you always got to, like, you don't give 100%. You need room. You need, you know, a glass ceiling to you know, give, like,
80%. That's not in my nature. That's not in my nature.
But
I can't do it.
Oh,
okay.
Because see me, you got to learn how to do your
demo. Y'all don't want a man to give y'all his A game? Y'all don't
of
want a man to give y'all his
A game? Of course. I'm saying as far as giving, you got to lay that demo down first. You know what I'm saying? So you know what one is working with. And then, you know, you cap it at a cap then, and then you know.
You talking about man or bringing in a woman?
No, I'm talking about just period. Like say for instance, you know what I'm saying, you start dealing with somebody and y'all about to have sex, okay? And it's the first time that you're having sex. So you know what I'm saying, you wanna give, you know, your all to it. Okay. It's like, okay, this I'm not gonna give you everything I got the first couple of times we had sex. It's like you have to work up to what else I can do, what else I can
That's
take.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I mean, I understand to the point where I'm not going to do no threesome with you the first time I meet you, or it might not be the first few times we together. You might not find out I'm doing threesome maybe 6 months to a year later. But in regards to sex, yeah, I just feel like ain't no whole bar. I always just give it all.
I mean, that's just like me only putting half the dick in. I mean, you don't look at me like, what you doing? I don't want to give it all to you. I mean, come on now.
Right, well, I mean, shit, you might not want to fold a bitch up and put her in a pretzel hole until, like, maybe the third time, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to the first time.
You know,
I don't know what the hell you went to, but I'm saying you're going to lay the demo down, but you're not going to give everything. You always got to have something to throw in the mix.
If you got pretty feet, they going on my shoulders. Man, you got ugly feet, you keep them motherfuckers down. If you got pretty feet, them motherfuckers going on my shoulders. You finna get it all.
Let me ask you a question. As a man, all right, you first start dealing with a female, and, you know, the sex is good the first few times, but every time after that, it seems like she gets better. Wouldn't that turn you on? Wouldn't that fucking turn you on if you like, damn, you know what I'm saying, the shit was already cool, but every time I fuck, you know what I'm saying, she do something a little different, or she thought a little bit better, or she, you know what I'm saying, she take a little bit more, or wouldn't that turn you on?
Let's see. I mean, how do you know what, I mean, okay, let me ask this. how do you know what my level is? Because would you be like, okay, well, I'm going to hold back. I may be like, well, man, that shit was, man. You know, because it's like you holding back, and it's like I am trying to get my all, and you like, man, you know, like I ain't gonna move that much today. But now I'm gonna be like, well, this is so dead fuck shit. I ain't no sense to be coming back.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. You already came back. You've already, you know what I'm saying, the first time was cool. She didn't do all of that laying there like a dead fish or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? The first time was cool, so you came back. So the second time was better than the first time. So you come back again, and the third time, you know what I'm saying, is better than the second time.
Yeah, but that first time gonna have to be a motherfucker. I mean, if the first time was that good and the second time was even better, okay, yeah. But if the first time was mediocre at best and you sitting there, then you want to sit there and talk shit to me like, you know, come on, man, you didn't do shit, you know. Your pussy wasn't even wet, you know. I mean, but that's because I didn't want to put it on you all the way. Well, you should have.
Okay, I'm talking best case scenario, but I feel what you're saying. I get you.
I mean, because if
I'm
sitting
there, just make it good every time. It don't have to be better than the last. It's just good all the time. That's all you got.
Right, and see, that's my thing. That's just like, I mean, okay, let's just say we about to have sex, you know what I'm saying? I take my clothes off, you look at me like, okay, damn, I'm liking the size of his dick. Now we get to having sex, and you feel a head penetrate you, but I ain't going no farther. Now you sitting there looking at me like, damn, I know he got more dick than that, and I'm sitting there like, well, you know, I don't want to give it all to you. I'm just going to give you my C game today. So we like, see your ass out my motherfucking door. So come on, man. Now you just sitting there looking like this motherfucker got about 8, 9, 10 inches, but I'm only feeling 3.
I said I feel what you're saying, but you, I don't think you fully understand. I'm not talking about not putting it down. Like I said, yeah, you giving it. You know, you doing your thing. You ain't coming with no bullshit. With no, you know. No bullshit. You got her to the point where she want to come back. You know what I'm saying? But next time, you know what I mean? Maybe the first time, you know what I'm saying, you beat it up. So the second time, you come a little bit slower or something, you know, you just switch it up. Like, you know.
I mean, I can understand switching, you know, switching up. But, yeah, each time I'm trying to come with the thunder each time. Each time I'm trying to make you forget your damn name. I'm not trying to make you. He was all right. No. I want you talking about my shit swole. I can't walk. So, you're welcome.
He's stupid.
I mean, seriously, what you want, motherfucker? What you rather have, too big or too small?
Too big.
Yeah, that was rhetorical.
right. Shit, I mean, I'm just saying. You know, motherfucker, he nice and everything, but damn, his dick too little. I can't be fucking with him. Then now you're looking at this boy. Damn, look at this boy, though. No. You won't never say that I came, Taz came over there and just half-assed me or something. No, not going to happen.
Now, my thing in that is, I mean, I'm not going to suck your dick the first time I see you or the first time I have sex with you and stuff like that. And that's just me. I just don't do everything the first time. But when it comes to fucking, I'm going to fuck my best at all times. And plus, I can't just be sucking everybody's dick anyway. I got to make sure you clean. And then I got to make sure you ain't no stalker, because once I suck your dick, then you know motherfuckers don't want to leave.
I'm going to come knocking on the door with my doctor's papers. Here you go. Full checkup.
And look, and I don't want to break you because just for a split second, I wish I had a dick just for 1 second. Like, damn, I want enough. I want enough.
Well, now, you know,
I had a friend. Do you know I actually had a friend who didn't know how to suck dick? And I was actually teaching her how to suck a dick on my ex-husband's dick.
Oh, yo,
hell out of here.
Wait a minute, stop.
I'm going to need you to repeat that.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to repeat that, too. You told her on what?
Huh?
You told her on your husband's dick?
Yeah, me and my husband were together. I had a friend.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know how to suck dick. So I told her to come over, and I was going to have her practice so I could show her.
I thought she said, Janine, please forgive me. I thought she said your cousin's dick. That's why I'm like, wait, well, huh? Wait a minute, this show that we're totally a ride now. Like, oh, hold on.
No.
Now, me being, and if I was your husband, well, if, baby, I need to show her how to suck dick. You need to show who how to suck dick. Her. Well, if she just got to learn.
I'd be more than happy to assist.
But baby, just know I'm just doing this for you. I wouldn't do this normally, but okay.
Girl, you know, man, I love you so much. I'm going to go ahead and do it, you know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine the look on his face while we're doing it? Just laying there.
I swear shit like that never happens to me. I ain't never had no situation like that. Shit like that never happens to me.
Oh my goodness!
I would love for a female to walk up. You know, your girl walk up to you. Hey, you know what? Me and my friend were trying to see who sucked dick the best. Pull your dick out, let's see. Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I wish I would get that type of luck.
Okay, and then
it was
like he had a quiz. How she do?
Well,
individual.
I think she needed a repeat course. I mean, she took the head real good, but she didn't juggle the balls enough. She wasn't juggling the balls enough, and I felt the teeth when she went over the head. I felt the teeth when she got like so far back. So I'm gonna need her to do this again.
I know your husband was blown when all this jumped off.
Yeah, in more than one way. Shit.
I know he was so blown. He was like,
literally.
Okay. I mean, yes, you know, I'm just doing this for you, baby.
I think he knew me by then. You know, I just do shit. I don't know. I just do shit.
You know what? I swear to God, I'd have been like Fred Flintstone. You know how Fred slide off that tiny door. I'm on my way home. They be talking about where you going. Yabba dabba do. Motherfucking kids, boy, until I get off work. Hey, motherfucker couldn't understand why I be singing that Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. Or I be flying home.
Oh my God.
Hit that motherfucking, punch that clock, slide that man.
All the other fellas like, hey, Cash, you want to come out for a drink? Nope, I'm going to bus home. Everybody else is there talking about my wife sucks. She never does anything. And you sitting there like, my wife and her friend suck. They do everything.
Right. Right. Man, I, man, I'm telling you. Well, you know what? Well, you off today? She off today, too? Boss, this cold is really getting to me. I'm going to have to take off today. I know. I know we're having this big inspection. I just can't make it. I'm sorry. I got to go. As soon as I'm getting that car. Yabba dabba do.
Okay. In City Radio, then. I said.
Yeah, she loved it. Oh, well. Ain't getting that shit no more.
Man, and this goes out for anybody in Sin City, what people listening or not, if you and your friend want to have that type of contest or you just want to help somebody out, I am willing to help.
I mean, it seriously was not a contest. She didn't know how to suck dick like that. She didn't know how to suck dick good. Every guy that she used to be with would tell her the same thing. She don't know how to suck dick. I mean, she would try for... Of course, she wouldn't try as often, so she didn't suck dick as often like as I did, because she didn't think she knew she wasn't good at it. So I told her.
I was trying to teach her.
Huh?
She's like, she didn't suck dick like I did, but, you know, with a little bit of practice in my life, she'll be a professional.
What?
Like I'm doing a training course.
Okay.
Man, could you imagine being at home reading the paper? God damn, motherfucking Miami lost again. Well, I would just want to know that, could my friend suck your dick? Yeah, it's time to put this paper up. Here you go. Kids, y'all go outside and play. It's too below. I say go outside and play. Kids outside freezing. And don't y'all dare look at that one.
It ain't cold. I just bought you a coat. Put that coat on. I just bought you.
Yeah.
And I did. And it was just like I was trying to teach her. I was like, I'll go all the way down. And this is how I was doing her. I was like, make sure you don't, you know, skin, you know, use your teeth, you know, try to use more of your lips, you know, and stuff like that. And then she would do some, and then I show her some techniques. I would do some.
And y'all
I know he was,
talking.
Like, in his
man,
glory, like, damn it.
Man, y'all motherfuckers be talking about.
Oh, my God.
Y'all motherfuckers where I got to the 10-minute mark. Well, yeah, well, now I'm finna ski. Sorry.
Now, I showed her how to swallow, too. I swallowed it. Of course, she wasn't going to do it, but she was scared. So
you
I
know,
just swallowed
like,
it.
So wait a minute. How long did this course take? How long did these lessons go on?
For probably like 30 minutes.
No, I'm talking, that was it. I mean, I'm saying, did she do it more like on more than one day?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had these cases with her, too, so after that.
Man.
And I'm like I told her, you ain't can't just be sucking his dick any kind of way. You got to suck it better than that.
Lord have mercy. I swear, I love you today.
You tell my motherfucker, I'll be sitting there right by that clock. Man, where you going? Man, I'm going home. Yeah, but I'll be sliding down that motherfucking dinosaur. Just like I'll be sliding that part of my life with that dinosaur. God damn. She is on
I mean, you've been dragging ass. I mean, you've been dragging ass all day long, man. All of a sudden,
hell
you got to push the 10 minutes.
Shit. What the fuck I'm doing, though? Man, I'm running motherfuckers over like it's a fire. Move, move, get the fuck out the way. What is he doing? I got punch out. I'm knocking motherfuckers down. I got bitches in the full Nelson. Oh, if you touch that clock before me, I will break every fucking bone in your neck. Move.
And, like, we didn't do a lot of stuff at the house because, of course, the kids there, we didn't do that type of stuff in front of the kids. You know, I mean, we had one girl who used to come over late at night, but she would always leave in the morning before the kids got up for school. But most of the time, we would just get hotels on the weekends. So the weekends was our time where we would really do a lot of the stuff.
Lord, man, I can't win for losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. I said,
I swear, Janine, yeah, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. I'm not lying.
What's not that? Lying.
He'll call during the day on Friday. I'm at work. You got the room? I was like, yeah, I got it. Already. That's his voice that gets so high.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker was eating Wheaties all day long. Like,
I'm at work.
Wheaties.
Push up.
Bruh.
You know, if I don't, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all, shit, I drink. I drink, but shit, that Friday, shit, I'm waking up with a banana. I got a potassium going on.
Okay.
This motherfucker eating healthy than a son bitch, and I've washed it all. Nick, that's the fourth Red Bull you done had today. I know. Right. I'm coming in that bitch cock strong. God damn, they're going to be like, this motherfucker here. This little bitch can lift a Buick right about now.
Yeah, he would just call me for the outfit. I didn't see coming still, you know. Because usually if I get the room, he knows the girl, they're confirmed. So...
He didn't bypass the crib, kids. Daddy.
I can't stand y'all.
Y'all is silly, man, for real.
Yeah, he used to be excited.
Mm-hmm. All righty. That's a new expression. If I ever get a threesome, that's the first thing I'm going to say, all righty.
Oh, goodness.
I bet that motherfucker used to hold himself after he hung up. And just hug yourself.
Shit.
He sit there with his arms all around himself.
He's just holding his
stuff. He's just rubbing his chin, just shaking his head. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, this is something we can talk about next week, but as a man, could you keep that to yourself? If all these things was happening to you, would you have to tell at least one of your friends?
I can answer that right now. Hell no. Ain't no motherfucker.
You wouldn't tell.
Man, that's like Bruce Wayne admitting he Batman. I'm not telling shit. No.
I guess he couldn't keep it to himself. He had to tell that one friend, and that motherfucker was jealous. God damn, I can't stand that motherfucker.
he
was jealous of the motherfucker.
He bringing all kind of random bitches over here. Hey, what's happening? Hey, this is not the girl you had last week. Oh, shit. Fuck it. She gonna like one of them. I'm getting in this dough. Nah.
I'm just in the neighborhood.
This motherfucker going around renting bitches. Hey, look here. $100. $100. Just come over here with me. We gotta get out of here, y'all. We gotta get out of here. My voice is about to totally collapse. But this has been a great show. Y'all made this even more fun. Goddamn. Miss Pim, you say the place Magnolia's 21st and Franklin?
21st and Franklin. 21st and Franklin, 21st and Franklin. Magnolia's. Yes.
Right. We'll try to get in that piece this weekend, see what we can do, have a little fun. But you know
right
how we do before we get up out of here. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was a great show. I had fun. Good talking with everybody. Y'all might see me there. So, and I'll see y'all next week as well.
That's what's up. Miss Pam, what you got for me?
Man, I love y'all. Y'all are the reason. I'm glad that we ended this hump day just like we did. I'll see y'all next week. This weekend, hopefully.
That's what's up. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. This has been one really, really, really good show. I've been laughing since 9:30. Y'all are a fucking wild shit. Big city, bitches.
That's what's up. Like, thank everybody called in. Thank everybody that was listening. Thank everybody via chat room. Y'all know how we do it, Sin City Radio. Check us out, SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all been that bitch. Peace.